House Republicans are sitting back and letting Democrats inflict damage on themselves as they struggle to respond to the firestorm over Congresswoman Omar's comments. GOP leaders had been weighing whether to take their own action against Ms. Omar. More from Melanie Zanona, Congress reporter at Politico. Melanie, what's the plan?
They've decided to not do anything, at least for right now. Their argument is that it's better to let Democrats sort of shoot themselves in the foot as they struggle to respond to their own internal divisions. So they are just sitting back right now, sort of relishing and watching the other side erupt into chaos for once.
All right. So are they taking lessons maybe from their own playbook with what happened with Congressman Steve King from Iowa?
Well, of course, with Steve King, he is someone who has made inflammatory and controversial comments for a very long time. But Republicans have made the argument that they were very swift in their response. They immediately kicked him off the committees. Congresswoman Liz Cheney, the GOP conference chair, actually came out immediately and called the comments racist. And so now they are really trying to paint a contrast between how they responded to a controversy with one of their own members versus what the Democrats are doing, which has sort of been waffling a little bit. They're caught in the middle here, and they're just not quite sure how strong they wanted to go against one of their own.
All right, so Republicans had considered doing something additional to Ms. Omar?
That's right. They had limited options to begin with because they are in the minority, but they could have tried to attach another motion to recommit to a bill in the future. They could have forced a censure resolution, which is something that would be a sort of really formal condemnation of her on the floor. But they were concerned that that could spark a tit for tat with Democrats, and they might try to force censure resolutions on every time one of their members makes a misstep or a gaffe or says something controversial or anything like that. So they decided to hold off for now.
So in addition to kind of struggling with this resolution, might Democrats also seek to remove her from that House Foreign Relations Committee?
Well, that is one of the things that Republicans have called for. But as of right now, Democrats have really rejected those calls. Even those Jewish members who are really deeply uncomfortable with her rhetoric haven't gone so far as to say she should be kicked off the committee. And even the committee's chairman, Elliot Engel, who is Jewish himself and is one of the members who's been really outspoken about the need for her to apologize and for Democrats to move forward with the resolution, he has not said she should be kicked off the committee. So I don't think that is what we will see.
We're speaking with Melanie Zanona, Congress reporter at Politico. Her piece is called GOP Strategy on Omar. Let Dems struggle on their own, a reference to how Democrats are struggling to deal with comments by Minnesota freshman Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. This is just taking a lot of oxygen out of the room for issues Democrats are trying to focus on elsewhere, right?
Right, and that's the frustration right now from Democrats you hear, is that they are trying to move forward with one of their signature legislative priorities, which is this election reform and voting rights package. They're actually voting it on tomorrow, but the headlines have completely been about Ilhan Omar and the Democratic internal struggles over this issue. And I would even argue it's overshadowed any of the Cohen latest news, Russia stuff, Trump. It may be the first time we've really seen a Democratic controversy overshadow that of the president. So there is a lot of frustration in the conference about that.
I saw it. Was it a tweet you sent out on Wednesday about members of, I guess, a group of Democrats emerged from a meeting and they kind of surrounded Ms. Omar? Like,
It was members of the Congressional Black Caucus. They had a meeting. They've been really rallying around Omar, who also belongs to the caucus. They say it's really unfair to do a resolution at all. They don't find it necessary, especially when there are members on the other side of the aisle who have made comments that have gone, you know, unchecked by Democrats, including the president, they would argue. So they emerged from this meeting and they physically formed a barrier around her, a circle around her. So it was difficult to ask her questions where you're trying to get at her. One member, Marcia Fudge, actually stuck her arm out to try to prevent us and create a sort of shield around her. Of course, we continued to ask those questions, but she did not respond. I just think it undershows that, you know, this freshman member who's only been here 2 months is now so controversial and so high profile that she's being consumed by this. So some of the veterans are trying to take her under their wing.
Thanks, Melanie. Melanie Zanona, Congress reporter at Politico.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.